What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi. With me always is Houdini and Deepaw. What's poppin', boys?
What's up, Jedi?
Dude, how's it going, fellas? It's fall in Pennsylvania. We talked about it ad nauseum. It's the best season around. I know you boys down in Florida, you get great weather in the winter. It just doesn't compare to fall time.
Nope.
A little sweater weather? I had a little sweater weather. Yes. Sweater. Gosh, that's
sweater
kind
weather.
Of hard to say.
Sweater
yes.
weather.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Up in New York City, I was there this weekend. It was a good time.
Yeah, Jenna, I saw you soon. Got Cat's Deli. You got some bomb bagels, too. I was jealous, man.
Yep. Yeah, dude, going to all the necessities of New York while you're there. But we got some trending things today. The hockey prodigy himself made his debut and scored a goal finally. And I thought it was going to break the internet servers because everybody was talking about this dude so much. Connor Bedard has taken over the world. The NHL is absolutely glazing this dude. I know you two disagree with me, but I think Krispy Kreme is actually going to go out of business. All right? He's a generational talent. I get it. But he isn't the GOAT. This dude just started playing. And the Blackhawks, I heard, are still not the best right now. And within the last 24 hours, the NHL has posted over 30 pictures and videos of this dude, to him drinking water, to him riding a bike, to him walking around in the locker room. I mean, they even posted as if he was like some sort of musical artist going on tour. And called it the Connor Bedard. Am I saying his name right? Now I can't say it.
Connor Bedard.
I did say it right. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're calling it the Connor Bedard Tour. I mean, enough is enough. He has the pressure of 1,000 suns on his back right now. And this dude went from playing high school hockey to being one of the biggest NHL stars in 6 months.
Yeah. So I'm going to disagree with you here. For 2 years, people were saying, let's tank for Bedard. Right? Like, he is the next Sidney Crosby, right? So, like, when you have the opportunity to draft a guy like that, it's going to get national attention. It's guys like that that continue to grow the game of hockey in North America. So, I am a huge fan of Connor Bedard, and I'm a huge fan of him going to an original six team in the Blackhawks. I don't care that they're ass. He will have the same effect on the Blackhawks that Jack Hughes has had on the Devils. Give the Blackhawks 3 years and they'll be legit because of him.
I mean, you should just start calling this Connor Bedard just the Canadian MJ at this point, and that he's going to save Chicago is what you're telling me.
I mean, in the hockey world, he might. And he, you know, usually I shy away from, lofty comparisons, but Dean's right. This dude's been talked about for a while. The only other person hype-wise that's come close has been Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid. And, you know, I've seen highlights, heard about all the stories and everything, but watching him live for an entire game the other night, kid's legit. He may not be that big, he may be young, but he's got one of the quickest and nastiest shots I've seen in a while, man. It's crazy the angles that he shoots from, and he's gonna score 40 goals this year, and that's gonna be insane coming from a rookie.
Just absolutely glazing this dude right now.
That's hilarious.
He's already out of this.
Okay, but dude, let's.
But he deserves it right now. That's the crazy part. Is like, I will give him one thing, but he's legit.
One thing I will say, he is very, very big, but he doesn't look that big. Like, he's a small dude, but his forearms
Jedi.
Looks like freaking Popeye.
Jedi, it's October. Okay, follow me. September. August, July, he is 3 months from being 17 years old.
He's not even 18?
No, he's 18. He turned 18 in July.
Oh, I was
He's 3 months away from being a 17-year-old kid. He was born July 17th, 2005.
Jesus.
This dude goes 1-1. Like, yeah, he is the savior.
He's the truth.
He is the savior for the Blackhawks.
For Chicago. He is Batman.
Yes.
On ice.
Protector.
On ice, yes.
On ice.
He is the Dark Knight of the Blackhawks.
Ooh, fair. I still don't know if I totally agree, but I know both of you watch hockey way more than I do, and your expertise is a lot more of value than mine. I just don't see the argument of somebody that has played one game being this like some sort of prodigy, because I know we've seen it so many times in baseball, but we've seen it so many times in baseball where they don't really pan out to what you think. So that's my only argument there.
Yeah, I get it, but it's different in hockey. Like, the first three picks, have a legit shot. Baseball, like, you, like Skeens went one. You may see him next year, but like the 1-1 is legit every year.
All right, fair. I got to look into it. I definitely will be watching hockey a lot more. My Panthers, that I like to say that I'm a huge fan of. I went to the Stanley Cup last year, and it was absolutely awesome. Until the Stanley Cup where they got swept, because that was
get the fuck out of here.
Transitioning, though, over into truth or fluke, we got some baseball topics up right now. The Texas Rangers right now are now the favorites to win the World Series. The Texas Rangers will be crowned World Series champs by the end of this season. I'm going with fluke, and I want to say truth so bad because I do think the odds that they have are favorable and deserving, but I'm just so much on this Phils train right now. I love Harper.
Yeah, I'm going to be different here. I'm going to go truth because I think they're really hot right now, and if you get past the Astros, I don't know who's stopping them.
The Phillies.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, I'm gonna go with truth here.
I'm going with fluke just because I think it's too much for them to beat Houston. Houston's just been there before. Texas or the Rangers, yes, they're talented and they're really hot right now coming off of sweeping the Orioles, but I still think it's the Astros to lose here.
Fair enough. Next up on the board, a few days ago, by the time this is going to be posted, the Los Angeles Dodgers were swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks, a clean sweep 3-0, the first time the Dodgers have actually been swept in over a decade. This is the end of the Dodgers dynasty. I'm going with truth. It's finally over. It's been talked about for so many years that it's going to happen. I think it's done. I think that there's no way. They didn't really have that it factor at all. They didn't have the Cody Bellinger. They didn't have the Jock Peterson. They didn't have the Justin Turner. It just wasn't there for this team.
I'm going to go fluke. I think they won 100 games. I think Freddie and Mookie got ice cold.
Yep.
Against a Diamondbacks team that doesn't give a flying fuck who they play. So I'm going to go fluke because I do think they add somebody big in the offseason because they've turned into the Yankees. They don't care about luxury tax, any of that bullshit. That is George Steinbrenner running that organization over there. They're going to spend whatever dollars they need to spend to go win another one.
I co-sign everything you just said, Dino. They're going to go make a big splash signing. They still won a ton of baseball games. I think Mookie and Freddie were like 0-30 or 1-30 combined in the series versus the Diamondbacks.
With an infield single. With an infield single.
Right. So, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, you see – well, you know, I don't even want to say it's unfortunate because it's nice to see the D-backs win. But it's unfortunate whenever your best players go cold at the worst possible time, and that's exactly what happened. I still think the window's open for a couple of years there.
You know, I have to say that my reasoning is just that I think it's finally over. I think Kershaw's too old. I think Walker Buehler's not going to have a great season coming back off of TJ. I think he's going to suffer that a little bit. Julio Urias is never going to play in the big leagues again. There's a lot of question marks along with this whole organization. And I just think the Diamondbacks, they have these young guys, and they're now going to get this postseason experience and just become vets.
Yeah, I mean, Urias and Rick Vaughn in the California Penal League are going to be nasty.
He's in California, too. That's great. Oh,
I couldn't resist.
That's good.
Now, this dude has been the talk all postseason long, and for good reason. Bryce Harper is the clutchest baseball player in the postseason in the last decade. I'm going absolute truth here. I can't think of anybody else. If you want to go over, we just did our Mount Rushmore of the best MLB playoff moments since the year 2000. And Bryce Harper was actually my number one pick last year when he sent the Phillies to the World Series. I'm just a big Bryce Harper guy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to try to be different, but I can't. It's truth. The dude, you know, gets doubled up to lose a game and proceeds to hit two absolute yams. The first one being magnificent. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to go with truth here.
Yeah, and the stare downs were just, I mean, that's just peak, like, ball player bulldog mentality right there. You could see, like, dude, that look could kill. I'm going to go truth just barely because Yordan Alvarez has hit some of the most clutch and massive home runs I've seen in the postseason very recently. I think Harper has done it more often and in a little bit bigger spots, but that we're really nitpicking details there. So I'll go truth just barely.
You know, that's a fair counterpoint there with Yordan, because he definitely has had his fair share of moments. Truth or fluke now for football. The NFL will make grass mandatory. Travis Kelce, the latest victim of turf this past weekend. I'm going with truth. I think the players' union is going to get something in there because it's been such a discussion now, and I think now with all these Swifties going to be on Travis Kelce's side, we're going to get some change because these Swifties are to be scared of, let me tell you. Don't mess with them.
It's a fluke. Good luck trying to get grass in a fucking dome or in Buffalo or in Cincinnati in the middle of December. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, if you want grass, go grass. If you want turf, go turf. Here's an idea. Football is a dangerous sport. Accept it.
Yeah, so, and if you've seen Pittsburgh's playing surface in December and January, you know exactly what Dino's talking about. It's pretty bad. You know, I think it's fluke. I just think it's too much. You know, whenever the NFL is only, you know, 17, 18 weeks out of the year, and maybe you get a couple postseason games, but those stadiums get used all the time for other venues too. So I think between concerts and other venues, it's just too much. I don't think they'll ever go full grass. What I do hope to see, though, and to your point, Jedi, is the Premier League soccer over in England has some fields that have a little bit of synthetic turf in them, but mm-hmm. it's very little. It's mostly all grass, but there's like a little bit of synthetics to it. So it's basically like you're playing on real grass. So I hope they finally do change to something like that.
Miami Hurricanes' final play against Georgia Tech will go down as the dumbest play in college football history. I'm going with absolute truth. That was just ridiculous to watch if you haven't seen this yet.
Yeah, I mean, this is truth, and this is the trash bag of the week.
I'm shocking you guys. I'm going fluke strictly for one reason. Mario Cristobal did the exact same thing when he was the coach at Oregon. This is the second time it's happened to the same coach.
Yeah, well, he's a fucking idiot. Did you say coaching decision or play?
The same. He was the coach when it happened at Oregon.
No, I know that. Jedi, are you saying coaching decision or play?
I said dumbest play.
Okay, well, the Matt Sanchez or the Mark Sanchez fucking butt fumbles up there too.
That was truth or fluke for football. Make sure to follow us on social media at Hot Shots Podcast and to subscribe if you want to keep up to date with all of your latest sports news like we talked about today. Or if you want to hear some cool rankings, you can check out our pages where we talk about that. Our latest one was the best MLB playoff moments since the year 2000. But other than that, we'll talk to you next time here at Hot Shots Podcast.